Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi named as country's interim supreme leader after killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint US-Israeli airstrikes. Israel renews attacks on Iran as Tehran launches fresh retaliatory attacks across Gulf region. Condolence gatherings and protests erupt across several countries over death of Iran's supreme leader. 10 people killed in violent protests at US consulate at Karachi in Pakistan. Belgium seizes Russian Shadow Fleet oil tanker in North Sea. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies set a target of 196 runs for India in crucial Super 8 clash in Kolkata. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve as country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint US-Israeli airstrikes. Iranian state media said the country has activated Article 111 of its constitution after Khamenei's death, triggering an emergency leadership arrangement in which a three-member council assumes the supreme leader's powers until a permanent successor is chosen. Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi has been appointed as the jurist member of this interim leadership council. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with top Iranian leaders, were killed in a large US-Israeli airstrikes targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran yesterday. Iranian state media today said a 40-day state mourning has been declared in the country following country's supreme leader's death. Iran's Chief of Army Staff General Abdul Rahim Mousavi and Defense Minister General Aziz Nasirzadeh were also killed in the attack. Besides, 200 people have lost their lives so far, while more than 700 are injured in the US-Israel airstrikes. We have a report.
Israel and Iran exchanged fresh attacks after Iran's supreme leader's death. Explosions were reported in Tehran. Israel stated it was expanding its operations into the heart of the Iranian capital. Iran also launched retaliatory attacks with missiles and drones on Israel and U.S. military installations across West Asia, including in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps said they have attacked USS Abraham Lincoln with four ballistic missiles. Israeli emergency services have said that the death toll in an Iranian ballistic missile attack in Beit Shemesh city has risen to 9. The UAE's Ministry of Defense said 3 people have been killed in Iranian attacks so far. It said drone strikes by Iran caused damages at international airports in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait, which host U.S. military bases, also reported intercepting missiles fired towards them, but falling debris appeared to have caused widespread damage in these countries. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, warned Tehran that America will hit them harder if Iran continued their attacks. He said Iran's supreme leader's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. Nishit Kumar, News Desk for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing situation in the region. The embassies also advised Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories and to avoid unnecessary movement. Indian embassy in Kuwait also continues to assist Indian nationals stranded in the country due to temporary airspace shutdown. A total of 350 flights operated by Indian domestic carriers have been cancelled today due to arising geopolitical developments in West Asia. Ministry of Civil Aviation advised passengers to check their flight status with the concerned airlines and remain in close coordination with them for any required assistance. Delhi Airport, in its advisory, said westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has decided to postpone the Class 10th and Class 12th examinations scheduled to be held tomorrow in West Asia region. The board said new dates will be announced later. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also condemned the US-Israeli airstrikes on Iran and called for an immediate return to negotiations to pull the region and the world back from the brink of a wider war.
I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemn the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. We are witnessing a grave threat to international peace and security.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned the killing of Iranian Supreme Leader and his family, calling it as a cynical murder and violated human morality and international law. President Putin stated this in a message to Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian, released by the Kremlin today. Large-scale condolence meeting and protests took place across several countries today following the killing of Iran's supreme leader in U.S.-Israeli strikes as Shia communities expressed grief and anger. In Iran, thousands of people gathered in Tehran, Isfahan and Mashhad to mourn the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In India, massive mourning processions were held across Kargil district in Ladakh at Chennai in Tamil Nadu. Protests took place in front of the U.S. consulate. In Pakistan, 10 people were killed in violent clashes in Karachi after police confronted protesters marching toward the U.S. consulate over killing of Iran's supreme leader. Several others were injured in the unrest. In Skardu, people set on fire United Nations office. Afghanistan's capital Kabul has been attacked by Pakistani air power at around 5:40 a.m. local time today. This has triggered a series of explosions and the Afghan Air Defense Forces' fire response against aerial targets. The Afghan authorities have accused Pakistan of killing civilians in multiple attacks, which Islamabad has not commented on. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Delhi this evening after a productive Mumbai leg of his four-day visit to India. He was received by Union Minister Jitin Prasad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi tomorrow. Both the leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Belgium has seized an oil tanker belonging to the Russian Shadow Fleet in the North Sea today. In a social media post, Belgian Defence Minister Theo Franken today said Belgian armed forces, with support from French defence authorities, boarded the vessel as part of efforts to enforce sanctions. A Belgian official identified the tanker as Ethra, which is listed under European Union sanctions. Russia has condemned the seizure of its tankers and vessels carrying its cargo and called it an act of piracy. Western sanctions imposed on Russia aimed at curbing Moscow's oil revenues have led to the rise of a shadow fleet of tankers that helps keep its crude exports flowing despite restrictions. Three people were killed and 14 others were injured in a shooting at a bar in Austin, Texas today. All of the injured were taken to hospitals, with three reported to be in critical condition. At a press briefing, Austin's police chief said officers responded to reports of an active shooter at Beaufort, a popular beer garden in downtown Austin. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies have set a target of 196 runs for India in crucial Group 1 Super 8 clash in Kolkata. Earlier put into bat, West Indies posted 195 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were 160 for 4 when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi, named as country's interim supreme leader after killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint U.S.-Israeli airstrikes. Israel renews attacks on Iran as Tehran launches fresh retaliatory attacks across Gulf region. Condolence gatherings and protests erupt across several countries over death of Iran's supreme leader. 10 people killed in violent protests at U.S. consulate at Karachi in Pakistan. Belgium seizes Russian Shadow Fleet oil tanker in North Sea. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies set a target of 196 runs for India in crucial Super 8 clash in Kolkata. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.